If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's definitely caught our attention. Coming up on a week out from the NFL draft, teams use these pre-draft visits to get a little intel. It sometimes put out a smokescreen. But this got our attention. The Lions are hosting potential first-round wide receiver Matthew Golden out of Texas. His skill set, John, he's a speed demon. Ran a 4.2 940-yard dash. Big play guy.
Ooh, hard to cover.
Kind of feel like the Lions already have a guy like that.
They do. Jameson Williams.
What does this tell you if they draft Golden? I think it all but confirms J-Mo's not long for Detroit if they draft his replacement in the first round this year.
That would be one take on it, and a very accurate take. And it's Brad Holmes said that they will most likely pick up his fifth-year option, which doesn't have to happen until May 1st. The draft is going to happen before that. Could this play a factor in them actually picking up his fifth-year option? I don't think it does. I think they pick it up because they want to contain, or they want to retain as much value in J-Mo as possible, because
you can always trade him.
You can always trade him. And you don't want to be forced to have to trade him at the trade deadline if you got a Super Bowl run going. You want to be able to do that in the offseason. You can't do that unless he is under contract.
Yeah. I don't know that this makes sense for the Lions. I know Brad Holmes' team, best player available, and if this is the best player on the board, we've seen him do things like drafting running backs and linebackers in the first. But things have changed. They're closer to a Super Bowl now. You want to marry your need with BPA, which is what they did last year, trading up for Terry and Arnold. To draft a receiver in the first this year, instead of offense or defensive line, feels like an opportunity missed. They already have the speed demon receiver. If they draft Golden, he would be the fifth or sixth option on this offense, right? With the run game, both tailbacks, St. Brown, Laporta, J-Mo, it would feel unnecessary. It'd be the ultimate luxury pick for a team that still needs to win a Super Bowl, right? This is not the missing piece to winning a Super Bowl is drafting a receiver.
Is it, it could be seen as the replacement and probably the replacement for J-Mo. But it could it be the fact that they're looking for a number three, and I know they have Tim Patrick, but a number three that could also be your return guy because he's really good at returning
as
well.
Does that justify the pick?
Well, okay, so in year one, he's wide receiver three and possibly elite return guy. And then in year two, he becomes wide receiver two, and moving forward, you don't have to pay $15 million to J-Mo in that fifth-year option if you unload him for draft picks, and you don't have to worry about the sixth-year or extending J-Mo, which is most likely not going to happen, and Brad Holmes has been very upfront about that as well.
Guys, we're not making this up. Brad Holmes was noncommittal beyond a fifth year and has publicly acknowledged that they can't keep everybody, and there are going to be some tough decisions moving forward. They are the victim of drafting incredibly well. They do have to prime the pump and put extra guys in the system so that they are ready when guys leave. I'm not opposed to them drafting a wide receiver. Dan Campbell has talked about making that room younger. In fact, John, I'll predict they will draft a wide receiver at some point in this draft. But your first rounders have to both be long-term and short-term help. A receiver short-term, nowhere near one of their biggest needs. Offensive line, I don't have to sell you on it. And nope. Defensive line, I don't have to sell the fan base on it. One of those two positions makes way more sense than drafting a wide receiver.
So this could be a giant smokescreen. And we're going to bring in Golden, and we're going to make teams that are just ahead of us believe that, you know, and Green Bay, Minnesota, that not Minnesota's not in the market for a wide receiver. I wouldn't think they would be. Baltimore. But to believe that we're going to take a receiver, if they want somebody, they better take them, which pushes an individual that they actually want to take down at least a spot.
Oh, I'd buy that. I would buy that this is as much a smokescreen as it is anything else. The team's picking in front of the Lions. Could the Chargers use a receiver at 22? Green Bay at 23?
The Rams.
The Rams at 26.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore.
Baltimore at 27. There's four teams.
Yeah.
In the
You could even go higher than that and argue Denver at 20.
Sure.
Seattle. Do we think that they need a receiver?
Well, after losing DK, absolutely. Yeah.
They need a receiver. So Arizona has been mocked with a number of receivers taken at 16. You go even higher. And if Mason Graham's off the board and Jacksonville's forced to make a pick, do they go receiver to try and give more weapons to Trevor Lawrence and try and maximize? Like, yeah. I'm not saying they do, but there are many options.
We think there could be as many as four receivers that go in the first round?
There could be more.
Okay.
And it depends. There's always going to be somebody who just, you know, does something off the charts. And so do I think there's more than four first round quality receivers? No. So it's unlikely he's even there. And this discussion is probably a moot point.
It is noteworthy that they met with him.
Sure.
He only gets so many of these.
Let me give you another scenario.
Okay.
And just give me your take on this. If the Lions, because the draft isn't until next Thursday, let's just say they sign Za'Darius Smith and they address for temporary.
Yeah, Band-Aid the end.
The opposite edge, opposite Aiden Hutchinson. He had 9 sacks last year. And I think, you know, opposite both Myles Garrett and then opposite Aiden Hutchinson can be a very productive edge rusher. Not a long-term solution, but you wanted an edge defender in the first round and a lineman in the second round.
Yeah.
Still get their lineman in the second round, but they address the edge with Za'Darius, and then they go in thinking, okay, at 28, we want to make sure that we can take the best available, no matter who that is.
Right. If they sign an edge, Za'Darius or otherwise, before the draft, you can never have enough pass rush. You could still get your long-term piece.
Tackle.
Or that's the other option, is you go interior knowing, hey, I'm not going to have Aleem McNeil for the first 2 months of the season, and I still need to help my edge guys. We saw Philadelphia. They also got pressure from the inside. It was four across that line and rotating guys in. You can never have enough dogs on the defensive line. So if they add Za'Darius, I'd double down and still get a guy who can impact the passer with that first pick.
But that's with the thought that they're going to take position specific at 28 versus best available.
A good GM will marry the two, and Brad Holmes did that a year ago.
Yeah.
So receiver feels out of left field. I'm not disputing that they could use
running back
the depth.
Felt like it was out of left field.
Well, okay,
linebacker felt like it was out of left field. They've been,
but are they
good.
Not? Are they at a
Have
different? But are they at a different juncture of the organization now?
Yes, I agree with that. And I'm not sitting there, saying I want a receiver at 28. I don't. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm trying to really just get underneath
needle
your skin.
Is what you're doing.
But it's. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they would do that. It's not what I would want at 28, especially if they don't address the edge position before the draft.
I just think it would raise more questions than answers.
But they can also add Za'Darius after the draft. So he's still there and nobody's beating down his door right now.
If you're just tuning in, the Lions are using one of their visits on a first round prospect, wide receiver Matthew Golden. How would you feel if they end up making that pick at the end of the first round, speedy receiver out of Texas? John, to me, it offers more questions than answers. It offers a question about why him and J-Mo. Are you trading J-Mo? If you're trading J-Mo, are you actually making it harder to win in 2025? By bypassing offense and defensive line, are you making it harder to win in 2025? We know their focus is on long-term success, and that's what the draft is all about. But your first-round pick helps you with both instant impact and long-term. Receiver, they don't need the instant impact from a speedy receiver because they have J-Mo this year and with a fifth-year option the next two seasons.
Would this be an upgrade over Tim Patrick?
Yes.
Okay. Would this possibly be an upgrade as a returner over Khalif Raymond?
Potentially. I don't want to undersell what Khalif does, but this guy's more explosive.
Just like running backs, I think there's an expiration date on return guys as well.
And fresh legs.
Yeah, Leaf was hurt for a large part of last year.
We'll collect the ticket text on this. 248-539-9797. It's interesting. We're coming up on a week out from the NFL draft. It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wings won last night. That concludes our hockey discussion on the show.
Yeah. Oh, they're still playing?
They are still playing, even though they've been eliminated. They won last night. They beat the Dallas Stars. There was a cool moment after the game where the players showed some love to John Keating, his final broadcast at home for all the years and years that he's covered the team. So I thought that was a classy gesture.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of ticket texts reacting to this hypothetical a week out from the draft. What about Matthew Golden, who the Lions head in for a visit? Speedy receiver out of Texas. Texter says going round one receiver is because Tiny Hands needs all the help he can get.
We're still doing the Tiny Hands thing.
Wide receiver is a sneaky need for this team long term. J-Mo is not long for the team, and Patrick is mid at best. I'd throw in that Patrick's also only on a one-year deal and is 31. I don't dispute the need at receiver. Campbell said they want to get younger at the position, but John, I would think day two, day three, while you still have J-Mo for this year and control for next, while you have St. Brown and Laporta in this great run game, I'm not disputing that a receiver would be nice. But O-line, D-line, man, come on. Reinforce the trenches. Those are the more impactful positions. Those are the guys that could help you day one and chase a Super Bowl. If they draft a starting guard in the first like you want them to, that makes a way bigger difference than drafting a receiver when they already have J-Mo, a speedy receiver when they already have J-Mo. If they draft a game wrecker in the defensive line, interior or on the edge, like I want them to do. Well, that helps them more day one than a receiver does.
Right. Some of it will also project into what do they need next year, what players are available next year.
Because they scout this out like that.
Yeah. Like who's projected to come out, who's the top receivers, is there going to be better depth at that position? And I would argue that traditionally, there are more than four first-round talent receivers coming out. I just haven't looked at what next year. Like, I'm not Brad Holmes. I'm not going to do that.
But do you get where I'm coming from? And I think a lot of fans would be rubbed the wrong way. If they're prioritizing J-Mo's replacement 2 years from now as opposed to trying to win the 2025 Super Bowl.
But so it's all a matter of perspective as well. It's not just necessarily prioritizing that. It's his draft philosophy. And if that is the best available and they're on the board at 28.
They're taking him.
Yeah, and so I don't think it has to do with, in the long run, it may be his replacement. But for this year and for Brad Holmes' philosophy, it fits if he's available. And then the argument is he the best available versus a Kenneth Grant? Or versus, like, insert
James
any other.
James Pierce is falling whatever pass rusher you like. Ticket Texter says, if they go receiver and don't add defensive end, it shows they don't care about competing in the playoffs. The offense is dang near guaranteed to take a step back. The loss with Johnson thrown in there, too. They have to build their defense if they want to be a contender.
You're not going to find much argument here about that.
No. Hopefully, this is a smokescreen. In 2022, they took Hutch at 2 and then traded up to 12. I thought for sure they were taking Jordan Davis, but they took J-Mo. Philly would then take him at 13. Hopefully they take an edge in the first and an offensive lineman in the second. After that, I don't care. They could take whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Chris in Ypsilanti. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. So on the Matthew Golden thing, I don't think I'd be super concerned if they went receiver over edge. The fact of the matter is that the edge class this year at the top isn't particularly strong, but it is pretty deep throughout, and the Lions are doing quite a bit of homework on not just the day one guys like your Shamar Stewarts and your Mike Greens, but also your day two guys like Oluwafemi Oladejo and your day three guys like Fadil Diggs. Ultimately, what the Lions are looking for are long-term solutions at positions like guard. They've had Gray Zabel in. They talked to Tyler Booker. Like nose tackle, they've had Tyleek Williams in and Kenneth Grant in. And at wide receiver, they've been looking for a long-term solution at wide receiver for a couple years now. Last year, they brought in Brian Thomas and Tez Walker. So I think this is just part of their process. I don't think Golden will be on the board at 28, but if he's there and guys like Zabel and Tyleek and Kenneth Grant are off the board, I'd be like, all right, I get it. I understand where this is coming from.
I think the counter would be then just trade back. Yep. I know you need a willing trade partner, but you don't have to take
Chris calling from the Lions scouting department.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going deep cuts there. And then on day three, I like this kid out of North Dakota State. He's got good bend. I'll take your word for it. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Oh, you guys, a child in Detroit was hit and killed by an ice cream truck on Monday. So sad. The weather turns nice. The ice cream trucks come out. The kids go out to play, and this happens.
It happened
just after 7 p.m. The driver of the truck did stay at the scene, is cooperating with authorities. He was taken into custody for questioning. Police haven't released information about the child, but they did say they were under 10 years old.
Oh, no.
And now police are reminding everyone just to be on the lookout for kids, especially as the weather gets warmer, right? Because especially, you know, where I see it a lot is when I'm leaving my subdivision.
Yes.
There is a sidewalk right there, but typically in the winter, people aren't out riding their bikes or walking. And people just go. They don't stop before they go and roll into the street. And it's,
I'd imagine those are the most dangerous areas where where it starts to become subdivision, where you first turn in and you're trying to leave, because people come in doing 35 mile an hour in a subdivision and you got to be careful.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. Lions, Levi Onwuzurike shared some really exciting personal news on social media a few days ago. I don't know if you follow him or not on Instagram, but shared a series of photos and a caption that read, "I can't wait for forever with you." He got engaged, so he's going to be getting married sometime soon. I don't know who his new fiance is, but congrats to both of them.
But it sounds like he found someone who loves him more than even Brad Holmes does. That's exciting.
You've been waiting for that one. Oh my goodness.
Good for them. Very exciting news.
Hopefully she does.
Yes. Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Yes. Some autonomous wheelchairs are coming to Detroit Metro Airport. So be on the lookout for those as well. This is a pilot period for 90 days. 10 of these wheelchairs will be available for those who need them, maybe those that have some mobility issues or just trouble walking long distances. These will be available. The chairs can drop off passengers to specific gates without an employee navigating them. They can stop if there's an obstacle or a person or something in the way. It's interesting. I just watched a video of one of them. So after they drop you off at your gate, they then return to the base hub where then somebody else can go and use one. And I watched a video of it returning empty because there's
that's kind of a weird
sight. It's just a automatic wheelchair.
How fast are these going again?
They go pretty slow. They say they move about the same speed as one of the moving walkways at the airport, so not very quickly.
Might need to pick it up a little bit, although you don't want these things like colliding into people.
And you don't want them to brake hard because have an ejection. Are there seatbelts on this?
I'm guessing
probably not at that speed, but
not at that speed. But if they made going faster, any faster,
basically in go karts.
Well, when they come through with those little golf carts, sometimes those things are moving. If you don't get out of the way, you're getting run over for sure. J.D. Vance, did you watch this video? Oh, ended the Ohio State football team's visit to the White House on Monday by fumbling the team's national championship trophy.
Typical Buckeye.
So after several speeches out on the South Lawn, he tried to hoist the trophy off of a table. Mm-hmm. And that's when things kind of went awry. So he went to grab it. A player was also going to help him with it. And it split apart in two, basically. And the base of it went tumbling onto the ground.
It's because he had the hand in two different spots.
Yeah.
Clearly never won anything.
Anyway, he did have some fun with it on social media afterward, just saying that I don't want anyone after Ohio State to get the trophy, so I decided to break it, was his response. Got to have some fun with it.
You have to try.
After that happens, right? Yeah. This is exciting news. Paige Beckers is off to the next stage of her basketball career. The UConn guard was selected number one overall in the 2025 WNBA draft by the Dallas Wings. It's exciting.
Yeah. Look, she rounded out her career at UConn with a national championship. She's gone through some injuries. Kind of a cool story. A
couple ACLs. Yeah. Really happy for her.
She's likable too.
She is a likable.
I was just looking at salary. What she'll make.
Probably not that much. Relative to professional athletes.
It's not much at all. So she, I guess, will make $247,000, a little bit more than that, on a 3-year contract. So in 2025, it will be just over $78,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2026, just over $80,000. 2027, just over $88,000.
When the WNBA starts making money, they'll start paying more money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Heather with the news. Got some people who want to weigh in on this Lions receiver in the first round business. We'll have that conversation. Plus, what do you want to see come to the city of Detroit? It's 97.1.
Hey, speaking of money, let's talk about your personal finances. When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and I think you should as well, with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to sit down with you and ask you a bunch of questions. Then your answers are going to instruct them on the financial plan they put in position for you. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs. It's where they live and the work and work. It's their community as well. And they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Continuing the conversation about wide receiver in the first round for the Lions, Matthew Golden getting a pre-draft visit. First round talent. Could Detroit take a receiver in the first round? We spent so much time talking about offensive line and defensive line and the primary needs. Receivers in need, it just feels like it's a couple years down the line and should be a lower priority. What do you think? Let's get to Kevin and Macomb. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, thank you. I think it should be, it's literally at the bottom of the list of priorities. John and, Costa, what's the last time a Super Bowl winning team, what's the last time a wide receiver has been like the key component or responsible for helping a team win a Super Bowl? It's it hasn't happened. It's always about the quarterback and the edge and the D-line.
To your point, Kevin, we do these shows the Monday after Super Bowl, and how often are we talking about this quarterback didn't get enough protection or this defensive line won the game? I mean, we've seen D-lines take down Brady and Mahomes. Like, that's the key.
Yes, and I just feel I'm a season ticket holder. I'll tell you what, I love it. I go with a lot of my friends, but I'm telling you what, right now, this would really kind of rattle the group, because we want to see something. I remember that Commanders game, and it wasn't the defense's fault, but it's like we already got two really good wide receivers. You look at the Cincinnati Bengals, they got like the best wide receiver duo in the league, and what did they do last year? They didn't make the playoffs. I know this is just a mock draft and that, but it's just that really...
Well, it's more than a mock draft. It's somebody that they brought in. And Kevin, let me ask you this. Would you change your philosophy? Because I think can you agree with me that Brad Holmes takes best available?
I agree, yes.
And so do you believe in his philosophy? And I couch that with, you are allowed to tweak your philosophy from year to year, draft to draft, but do you agree with that philosophy?
No, I don't, because you already have St. Brown and JMO, and I really do think that with your third string wide receiver, Tim Patrick, he got the job done. You don't need somebody flashy in the at the third spot. You already got LaPorta. He didn't even get enough targets last year. You got your three targets, and you got Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, you don't need any more. And Montgomery, it's all about the defense right now. Obviously, you could add for the O-line, but I just feel right now you got to go all defense right now, because there is a window, even if he doesn't want to acknowledge it. And the time is now. It really is.
So I've thought a lot about this window stuff, because it's something that we've discussed a lot on the show, and Brad has expressed different opinions publicly. I think there's just a different definition in windows. Like, I think Brad Holmes, in trying to dissect and decipher, doesn't believe the team has to stop winning after 3 or 4 years, however you define a window. But there is still a window with the core of players. You get what I'm saying, John? Like, there is every 3 or 4 years, you recycle the majority of an NFL roster. And you can do your best to, you know, delay that. But at some point, you have to reset and recycle. And if you have a good general manager, you can reset and recycle and your window doesn't have to close. But rosters... players have shelf lives, so windows exist. He can't deny that point. Brad would have to acknowledge, and has, that they can't keep everybody. Therefore, this group has a window together. It's his job to give them new blood 2 and 3 years from now and 4 and 5 years from now, but you don't want it to be at the sacrifice of this year's team and this group's chances.
I agree with that, and I think we all agree that his philosophy is best available, and we're talking about a wide receiver now. I mean, any position is available other than, I'm not going to say, you know, well, quarterback is not going to be on the board, one that's best available at this time. Kicker.
Punter. Long snapper.
Okay, we can eliminate those. I don't want to go down that silly argument, but that's my only caveat, is Brad Holmes' philosophy is best available. Now, he can manipulate that by trading up and back.
And he did last year, and he has in the past.
But you also have to be able to have a willing trade partner at that time.
You're right. But we think he's very good at this and has found willing trade partners in multiple drafts since he's been here. All right, we had the draft in Detroit last year. It's a great event. Green Bay's got no chance of pulling it off the way we did. Flat out blanket statement, nothing to argue.
Yep.
The city of Detroit is going to get more of these events. We're getting a Final Four in a few years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just went to the Frozen Four. It's an event I would love to see the city host again. What event would you like to see the city host that we haven't had ever or haven't had in a while? We could throw that out to people.
Okay. I would love to see another Super Bowl here.
Okay.
Would love it, especially with the fact that Detroit has shown, whether it's hotel rooms, buses, transportation, that they can manufacture what a major event needs. And they can host a major event. Downtown is built for major events. I want a Super Bowl again.
We should be in the rotation. We're a cold weather city, but we play the game indoors.
Yes, yes.
It's well documented.
As Todd Bowles will attest to, it's inside.
It is inside. And we've shown that we can host big scale NFL events. What we haven't seen, though, is LCA has not hosted an all-star game in either the NBA or the NHL. And I would imagine the Frozen Four, it was at Ford Field last time, would make a lot of sense in the brand new hockey arena we have in our city. LCA has not hosted any of these prime events. You know, we had some early tourney games. But the Final Four is not going to be at LCA. It's going to be at Ford Field, right? That's where they play all these Final Fours,
right?
Football stadiums.
Is there a requirement in the selection process that your team has to be competitive? Like there needs to be a prize for a team that is competitive. An all-star game for the Pistons.
I don't know if it's explicit, but I wouldn't be surprised
if it's an unwritten rule.
It may be, but now that the Pistons are...
But that's my point. The Pistons are now a legit team. And because you want to have participants in the game that are of the hometown crowd. And when was the last time the Pistons had an all-star?
Well, Cade prior was it like Andre Drummond or something?
Yeah.
And they may be.
And same thing in hockey. Like you want to have, and maybe not just one, but maybe even two participants.
Yeah, I think they'd have a
You want to have a hometown feel to it. No, you just don't want to have a game hosted in Detroit, and Detroit doesn't have a representative.
Look, I think that arena was built for hockey. The Pistons have made it their home, and they got a chance to host some big playoff games coming up. But that was made for hockey. And the fact that the Frozen Four hasn't been here, the fact that the NHL All-Star Game hasn't been here, the fact that
the Frozen Four needs to be in the rotation.
Just so
clearly.
People understand, it went to Detroit a lot in the early days of this tournament. From 75 to 1990, five different Frozen Fours were hosted in Detroit. Since 1990, we've had one. It was in 2010. And it was at Ford Field.
Well, yeah, and the other one was supposed to be in 2020.
But COVID happened, and they haven't made that up.
Right, and as you mentioned, it's not in the lineup for the next 3 years.
No, the next 3 years, for those that are super dialed into the Frozen Four, Vegas, D.C., and Chicago. Chicago getting another one over us.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to see in Detroit? 248-539-9797. Mike, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you guys touched on it a little bit. You know, an NHL All-Star game would be fantastic, but I would also love to see another Major League Baseball All-Star game. I think with the way everything's built up down there now and just how much more dynamic it is, it would be awesome to get another baseball All-Star game in downtown Detroit.
Comerica hosted one years ago, right? It's probably coming up on 20 years since we had that All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Bobby Abreu win the Home Run Derby that year, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yeah.
The point is, it's been a while.
Yeah, and they are developing players that will be participating. Obviously, they have to have a participant, but, you know, Scooble, Riley Green last year, possibly more.
But we could even speak to, last year they had more than the required one, and the fan base has been, they've woken up.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I'm not chastising anybody who wasn't paying attention to the 2019 Tigers. They were a bad product. The team is good. The fan base woke up. There's real support. There's real buzz. Sure.
But that goes to my point of why the LCA hasn't hosted an all-star game for hockey or basketball because they haven't had any good players.
And the interest level in the teams has been relatively down.
Right. So they want to send it to a city that's energized.
Yeah.
And that they project to be energized in the year that they're going to have it.
248-539-9797. The other part of this is, and it's you can't have the conversation without bringing it up, Gary Bettman had said it, the district's got to be finished. They want to take their product to an area that looks the part. You know, with Ford Field, there's been investments in the facilities in the area.
Yeah.
With that lot that sits in front of LCA, they got to do something with it. Once that happens... Like, I was just in St. Louis, and we went to a Cardinals game. I thought Busch Stadium was really nice. They have this area right outside the ballpark called, like, Cardinal Village or Ballpark Village. Yep. And it's restaurants and fan shops, and they've got, like, places to take picture with the Cardinals logo. It's kind of like a mini version of Wrigleyville or what they have around Fenway Park. But this idea that the ballpark isn't the only thing.
Yep.
You create layers outside of the ballpark that make it feel like a city, basically, a city within a city. And I thought the Cardinals did a really nice job with that at Busch. And the idea would be if the Tigers, and more so even the Red Wings, had that around LCA, you'd become more attractive for these leagues.
Well, there's one that I think should absolutely be here. It should be a traveling game, is the Big Ten championship game in football.
Yep.
I think, and the Big Ten tournament in basketball.
Yeah, cycle it through. We get it. Chicago's going to get it. Indiana's going to get it.
Yeah.
Detroit should be in that mix.
Yeah, Big Ten championship game. Why not? Ford Field's a great venue for it.
The city can and has hosted these events. 248-539-9797. I was just at the Frozen Four, had me thinking, I want to see that come to Detroit. What event do you want to see come to the city? It's 97.1.
Hey, during the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. All you have to do is join FanDuel today, and you're going to get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. And you can bet on anything from three-pointers to steals to assists. FanDuel has so many different ways to bet, and you can always bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on the all the NBA play-in tournament action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, look out, Dan Petrie with Dan Dickerson. Tarek Skubal got into a little trouble in the sixth. 100-mile-an-hour fastball strikeout. You thought, okay, maybe that's the end of the day for him. No, he's an ace. Came back out for the seventh. More put-away stuff. 9 strikeouts in 7 shutout innings for Tarek Skubal, who, if you're paying attention, has settled in. That's 2 straight starts where he's gone shutout. 13 innings, 15 strikeouts, not a single walk, less than a base runner an inning. He's dialed in, and the only thing that's, there's a damn shame with it. Everybody fixates on pay him. We can't even like just let him get his footing here. It's, well, is he going to be here long term? Is he going to get extended? Guys, if the Tigers are as good as we think they are, if they're going to be in first place in this division, you can't trade them. It becomes an offseason question. He'll go into the offseason with 1 more year of team control, and then you make the decision. If you can't come to terms, then maybe you are forced to trade him. And no one wants to have that conversation. I don't want to have that conversation. I want to talk about how the guy had 9 strikeouts yesterday, and the Tigers put up 9 runs to beat the Milwaukee Brewers. And Jack Flaherty will pitch tonight as they go for the series win, be 5 in a row. Some ticket text. I brought up the Frozen Four. I went this last weekend. I was even taking strays yesterday in the afternoon show about it. Yes, Central and Western's a rivalry, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. But we asked you guys, what events do you want to see come to the city of Detroit? Because I want to see a Frozen Four come here, among all these other events that you guys have brought up. Ticket Texter says, Detroit needs another WrestleMania. Hasn't happened in 18 years.
Sure.
I could see that.
Apologize for my tardiness.
You're good.
Yes.
Getting a photo out there?
Yeah.
Fanboying a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I love it. I love
yeah.
watching the fanboy in him.
Oh.
He's so excited.
Gibby's in the house.
Yeah.
Last, everybody probably heard the story.
Stoney ruined it.
Oh, Stoney ruined it, yeah. So, God loves Stoney, right? He set it up. I was at the game, made the connection because he knew my fandom for Kirk Gibson, and Stoney takes a picture. I get home that night, and there's Stoney's finger.
I didn't hear that story.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is totally
so excited.
Stoney move.
I was so excited to show my wife and show the kids, look, I met my childhood hero. It's everything I ever thought it would be. Look at the pic. Oh.
Oh my gosh. That's classic.
But you got a photo now.
I got a photo now.
I know
when
you
should
check it.
Double check.
You better double check it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who took it for you, Lori?
Yeah, no. What are the other
was
ladies
it a
out there?
Yes, okay,
yes,
then you're good.
Yes, so it's funny you say that. That is a real thing.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you
she
want a
took
picture,
a bunch
take
of pictures. I got a handshake. Ugh. I got oh yeah. Wow. Yeah. She's my hero too.
Yes. If you're looking for a photo taker,
it's
funny. It's
thing.
Happened to me when yes. we were in line at a concert. This guy kind of walked down the line and like was like, eyed everyone. He's like, can you take a picture for me? I'm like, sure. And Colin's like, what's wrong with me? I'm like, oh. Yeah. We take a bunch. We'll take a bunch of photos. And we'll capture the moment.
A little vertical, horizontal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she did it all. Yeah, she got the handshake. She got the action photo. She got the pose, everything.
Perfect.
Oh, yes. Good to go.
No video in there, everything. Yeah. Whatever you need. You got it. Perfect. Good to have Gibby around here. Yeah. He's reporting some stuff.
Yeah, I told him we're gonna be there as a show on the 23rd.
On the Gibby game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right around the corner, week from tomorrow. Yeah. Someone said WrestleMania, John. I take it you're not a big wrestling guy.
I was as a kid and loved it. I would love for it to come back. I'd go. 100%
I would
go. Who
were the big wrestlers when you were watching it?
Oh, well, it was Hulk. It was Andre the Giant, Junkyard Dog. I mean, yeah, it was
the heyday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were right in that sweet spot there.
I went to WrestleMania 3. Oh, wow. That was, I'm telling you what, that was unbelievable. When Hogan slammed the Giant, I can still get chills from that moment.
Once in a while, you see the video. It comes up on social media, you know, and my algorithm, it comes up every once in a while. The first to fail. And then the Hulk Hogan starts to shake a little bit. And all of a sudden, he gets this superhuman strength, and he picks up Andre the Giant, and the place goes nuts.
Yeah.
And then a great secondary match was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Randy Macho Man Savage. Mm-hmm. One of the best wrestling matches I've seen.
Yeah.
Texas says the last time we had it was WrestleMania 23, 18 years ago. So
We're due.
Detroit should host WrestleMania again. Two-night event now. Bring a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Ton of money to the city. Derek and Washington Township. Pickleball championship matches.
Is
there like a big pickleball championship that would draw a crowd?
Pickleball is huge now.
No,
how much of a spectator sport it is.
U.S. Open, Oakland Hills.
Sure.
I believe there's one scheduled in 2032.
Yeah, I want to say it's 8 or 9 years away, and obviously got to get the clubhouse done.
MLB All-Star Game has been in Vegas multiple times. They don't even have a team, so you don't need to have a relevant team. That's a moot point. Bring it to Detroit. That's from Jeff. Patrick and Troy says Big Ten basketball needs to come to Detroit. It's a shame. We have two Big Ten teams and never have the title game.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a crime.
The Stanley Cup Championship would be a nice event, Mike in a truck. Sign me up for that.
So cynical part of me with the whole All-Star game thing here or Big Ten tournament is I truly believe one of the reasons why this hasn't happened is hotel space, especially proximity to the arenas. Like, I think it's one of our flaws downtown. Meaning, I you go to Indy can out-host us for a Big Ten tournament.
Yes, and I'm not going to argue that. But I think we saw with the draft, and I mentioned it, the whether it's buses, the people movers, whatever it is, but in the queue line, whatever. But they did all they needed to do to make it possible for people to get downtown easily.
Yeah, we show we can do it, but yeah. I think we've still got this thing hanging on us a little bit, and we've got that reputation that we've got to be a little bit more spread out when these events want everything to be so centralized.
Yeah, but I think yes, that is an issue, but I think the draft showed that it can be a huge success in Detroit.
Do we have a hotel problem? I wasn't aware that we had a big downtown hotel problem.
I maybe overstated that a little bit. Okay. Sometimes the right words don't come out.
No, but I think everybody understands what you're talking about. In Indy, it's all a walk-to.
It is such a perfect setup down there.
Yeah.
It's like, why would the Big Ten tournament walk away from that in Chicago? I kind of get it. But we should still get one because we've shown we can handle it.
It's different if it's Ford Field versus LCA. You don't need as many hotel rooms.
Well, and just pulling it up on maps, I mean, most of the hotels are the opposite side of the highway of LCA, and most of them are towards campus marshes. I'm a walker. I walk. Yep. It's not an issue, but I think there are people who...
Those boots are made for walking, aren't they?
That's just what they'll do, John.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.